Taku Teferis is the MP for Te Taitonga. I wonder if you might touch on some of the issues that we've raised today. Hoki maita, e ho tēnā koe, Takuta.
Kia ora Dale, tēnā koe, o tira tātou katoa.
Tēnā koe. Mate, our people are just spinning really with the unwanted attention politically that we are getting. If we thought we were a political football pre-election, we're certainly one post. I spoke to Sam Broughton, who's the president of local government in New Zealand. He seemed very supportive of Māori wards. But again, just opening it up, saying haere mai to Hobson's pledge, so they can stymie plans to establish Māori wards. Sam Broughton, as the president, I got was very supportive of Māori wards, but hoi anō, they're seemingly getting bullied by Wellington. What's your thinking about this matter?
Oh, yeah, it's completely unacceptable. It's just another example of a government who are quite possibly the most racist government we have ever seen. You know, allowing the overturning of Māori wards is just, you know, it's like, where does it end?
Where does it end? And Wellington, obviously, you're going to raise opposition to it. But this is just one of a raft of policies that are all aimed to diminish our role within our own lands. Yep.
Yeah, Tika, if you look at the first part of the year, the first 100 days, well, we've just seen the complete undermining of our rights as Māori, undermining of treaty rights, undermining of the whole lot. And then as we roll into the next quarter, we've all seen the 36-point plan, and there's plenty more of it to come. And, you know, the fact that the government is moving in this fashion is something that we really need to, we need to get active and stand up against this, you know, even stronger now. Otherwise, we're just going to look, we're staring down the barrel of bloody 3 years of this carry-on.
Which we are. Some people say, oh, look, they're all the same, my vote doesn't count. When we see what we've ended up with, a cobbled-together coalition who strut around suggesting they have the mandate of the people, to do all of these moves, and particularly to lessen the mana of Māori in our own land. I mean, what should it say to those who sat on the fence in October?
Oh, absolutely. It means that we've got to, we've got to mobilise. We've got to be on our feet. We've got to be going and voting, participating, or we've just got to completely withdraw altogether. You know, I think that's the scale of response we need to be demonstrating, is that actually we won't even be putting up with this sort of carry on anymore. You know, it's 2024. Tiwi Māori needs to put out a new declaration that says these are the things that we will no longer accept. You know, these are the things that we will no longer allow a government to get away with. Getting away with, you know, what they're doing, being completely unaccountable to Tiriti, completely unaccountable to the Tiriti partner, and just, you know, behaving in a manner where you're effectively cutting democracy out and doing whatever you like. We need to stand up and say that we actually won't accept that anymore, and this is what we expect going forward, and if we don't get it, then, you know, you're on your own.
Has the Prime Minister or Simeon Brown or Winston Peters or Shane Jones, for instance, have they been looking you straight in the eye?
No, not at all. They completely disengaged from us. They don't engage amicably. They don't, you know, engage in the house or anything like that. So, you know, not at all.
You'd think they would. I mean, you know, we're working together to get the best representation for the people that we can.
Oh, no.
There's no collaboration at all, is there? You know, this constant adversarial style that is the hallmark of our parliamentary process.
Yeah, totally. I mean, no, there's no collaboration at all. There's no looking out for what's good for Māori in that part, any of those parties anywhere. So, you know, I mean, hey, in the long run, their story will be their story, and, you know, their mokopuna will have to live with the story of their koraua or their children, you know. So it really is, it's up to them. It's their story, but they're definitely not helping our people at the moment.
Tēnā koe. Look, I was I noticed that there's some heat on from what I would ask. What are your thoughts too about what's going on with Destiny and Brian? People painting over rainbow crossings. I read something too that he wants to take local government to court for advancing anything to do with homosexual reform or the like. What's some of your thinking about the anti-gay lobby?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the things that Brian and his crew do are, you know, they're from a different century. Their thinking is from a different century. And you know, if you can't be in a space where you acknowledge people, you respect people for their differences, and you allow them to live their lives, you know, then what sort of society are you promoting, really? You know, and we've had, you know, calls for a couple of during their pro-Palestine, or their pro-Israel protests, sorry, at government. Debbie had a Debbie's car was sort of mobbed by some of the some of Brian's protesters as they came to Parliament. So, you know, why they do that? Why they continue to stand up for things that are actually run counter to what Māori views are is beyond us, really. But, you know, in any sort of inflammatory actions that lead to the vulnerable people of our society being attacked more or being suppressed more, they shouldn't be allowed, they shouldn't be acknowledged, and we definitely don't support them.
Tēnā koe, one of your roles is a member of the Justice Select Committee. What are some of the issues that you're grappling with in that role?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. There are some significant issues coming down through there. The new legislation, the gang reform stuff, the patches, the boot camps, you know, the overturning of all the laws that are coming down through justice are just naturally and unfortunately, but it's well known, they will have a more significant impact on Māori. You know, this is just it's just a facet of the justice system in our country, and it's well understood. So why this government continues to repeal bills and change bills to make them essentially harder on crime? Because we know that when legislation is produced to be harder on crime, that means that Māori will be on the front line. And in many of our cases, particularly with the ram raid stuff, it's going to be our young Māori, you know, rangatahi, on the front line of those things. And then you've got boot camps and Oranga Tamariki, the 7AA, all of these things are just rolling down the barrel. And you know, it's really an unfortunate situation that our country is in this shape in 2024, you know. Almost 200 years on from the signing of the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, we're having to deal with one of the most racist governments ever. And in a time where our people are under the pressure of cost of living, they're under the pressure, you know, there are so many pressure points across everything at the moment, and this government is just adding more and more by the week.
Tēnā koe, Takuta. Thank you for pausing en route to have recorded all with us today. And all the best with the mahi going forward. I look forward to our next kōrero. Mauri ora, kia koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi nui.
Kia ora. Thank you, Takuta.